Kevin, Mr. Hitler, if you think old England's done.
Hello, my name's April Walker, and I played Judy, who was a land girl in an episode of Dad's Army called All Is Safely Gathered In. And it was about gathering in the harvest. And we filmed it near Thetford in Norfolk. How did I get the role? Oh, I think it probably had something to do with my agent. I expect they were trying to find people who were suitable. And my agent would have suggested me. And I think I had an interview with Jimmy Perry and David Croft. I was working a lot at the BBC at the time, and I bumped into them quite frequently after two Ronnie's shows and other shows that I was doing, Dick Emery. And so we knew each other. And then when they asked me whether I'd like to do the part, which, let's face it, was not a big part, but it was enormous fun. And working with those guys was absolute heaven. They were a delightful bunch. So I think partly it was my agent and partly it was meeting probably after shows in the bar at the BBC. What was it like working with the cast of Dad's Army? I think delightful would be the way that I'd sum it up. They were so charming. I was only doing filming on one episode and not a very important role, but they made me feel so welcome and as if I was important, which was something that was heartwarming and helpful. And I do remember it as being the most enormous fun. It was shot, I think I'm right in saying, 1972, in October, so around this time of the year, and the weather was glorious. The sun was shining and the farmer had kept the field so that we could harvest it, although he'd harvested everything else. And of course, we had the old threshing machine and it was just a very sweet story. And of course, you know, a lot of trouble goes on. And I just loved it. The sun was shining. We were all just happy. And it was a very memorable, warm, wonderful period in my life, I think. I just have the fondest memories of them all. They were enchanting. What was it like working closely with James Beck? Well, he was delightful, very easy to get on with. Quite easy to throw one's arms around. I didn't mind doing that at all. I think in the theatre, one has enormous affection for one's fellow actors and they have a job to do, you have a job to do, and so you get on with it. But I can't say it was particularly onerous. When we were filming the hay scene, I guess you're wondering how many times we had to throw ourselves around in the straw. Do you know, I can't remember. It was a sort of glorious hazy blur, I think. But I honestly don't know how many times we did it. No, I hadn't, but I had worked with John LeMessurier's wife, Hattie Jakes. I'd worked with her on a long tour going around the world. And I obviously met him then, although I hadn't worked with him before. And although he and Hattie got divorced, they never stopped being great, great friends. And he always came to stay with Hattie if he were filming in London. And so I did meet him and he remembered me, which was most charming of him. He was such a gentleman and a gentleman as well. Was I in the studio as well as on film? No, I wasn't. I was just on the filming out there in the glorious sunshine near Thetford in Norfolk. And In fact, I asked if I could go to the recording in the studio so that I could see the whole thing put together. And David Croft said, yes, of course, we'd love to have you with us. And so I went and I watched the episode and laughed very, very much at everything, including the film sequence. And apparently David said that it was one of his most favourite episodes, which was rather lovely to hear. I did a lot of other sitcoms, but I didn't do another Croft. Of course, I bumped into Jimmy Perry quite often because I did a lot of Two Ronnies over many years with the Two Ronnies. And Jimmy Perry's partner was Mary Husband, who did all the costume designs for all the Two Ronnies series. And so he used to pop into the studio quite often, and he was always very witty and entertaining. And it was a joy. He lifted our spirits and made us laugh when we were waiting to go on and do an episode of the Two Ronnies. But I didn't do another of their shows. Regrettably, I'd like to have done that. I think it was the one with the German officer. he's asking Pike's name. And Mannering says, don't tell him, Pike. And I think that makes me laugh just to think about it now. I just find that absolutely hysterical. That's my favourite one. But I do love watching the reruns. I mean, they were so funny and delightful. But that was my favourite, I think. I do indeed get royalties. If the episode in which I appeared is shown on BBC One or BBC Two, I get quite a nice little reward. If it gets shown on Sky or Gold or Drama or any of those other ones, it's only a few pounds. But yes, it's always nice because, any remuneration these days is very acceptable. Have I any particular memories about working on the set? I do have very fond memories. When we were doing our filming out in the sunshine, there were these special director's chairs all sort of lined up where we all sat when we weren't actually involved in a shot. And I was standing around, and bearing in mind I was quite young at the time, we're talking nearly 50 years ago, these, what I thought were very elderly gentlemen, probably far younger than I am now, would get up and say, oh no, April, come and sit down. And I'd say, no, no, no. And I didn't quite say, your need is far greater than mine is, but I just thought they were such gentlemen. It's a thing of the past these days, I think, but they would offer me a chair. And that was a very endearing trait, I thought. I'm amazed that Dad's Army is still being shown and still being enjoyed. But you see, it's non-confrontational. and it appeals, I think, to all age groups. And just seems to go on. It doesn't matter. It's not dated at all. And I think it makes people laugh. And with all the trials and tribulations that are going on in the world at the moment, I think it's important to laugh. And I think Dad's Army gives genuine pleasure. It's been my great pleasure being part of the podcast, Andrew, and I wish you every success. And I think it's lovely to keep Dad's Army going. And thank you for doing so. And thank you so much to the fan club too.